Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm trying to get through. You're blocking the... Oh. It's you. I don't think the building let the goats out at night. Don't you have to be locked up in some barn? Or at least grazing somewhere? What are you doing here? This is your frat? Oh, God. Of course it is. Just my luck to wind up at your party tonight. And here I was, hoping to do something a little more fun than watch a drunken sewer rat vomit all over himself before trying to figure out what his own tail is. Are you kidding? It's literally impossible to underestimate you. If I had a nickel for every intelligent thing you've ever said... Wait, I do have a nickel for every intelligent thing you've ever said. My pockets are empty. Now move. Hey, watch it. When I said move, I didn't mean you should start to quiver and shake in front of me. Are you already drunk? What? No, I don't want a shot of whatever you've got there. Are those vodka? How do I know you haven't put something in them? Yeah, I guess downing them both yourself doesn't prove you didn't. Boy, you're finding it really difficult to walk. How many of those have you had tonight? I don't care. It's just that, you know, too many can be dangerous. And you're at a party. You don't know who's gonna show up. Somebody here could take advantage of you. Are you serious? That many shots already. Hey, what are you doing? You're falling all over me. Well, you're already out of it, aren't you? Okay, easy boy. Come here. I've got you. Hang on to me. Come on. No, don't fall asleep there. I can't carry you. I'm too small to lift you if you pass out here. Walk with me. Let's find a spot for you. I don't see where there's any pines open to set. Fine. Your room. Where's that? Okay, I see. Let's get you in there before anything happens to you out here. Yes, yes, I'm very caring. And you're very wasted if you're giving me compliments. Oh, come on. Here you go. Let's just set you down on your bed. And then I'll just... Whoa! Great. Just great. You sat down, so your head is on my lap. And your arm is wrapped around my legs. Hey, come on, move. You're already asleep, aren't you? And all while grabbing me so tightly that I can't even get up? Of course you are. Passed out on my lap. You've been unconscious. You're trying to make my life difficult. You'll probably start drooling on my legs in a second. You know, I should draw something on your face with a marker. Permanent ink. You know that, don't you? Or maybe I should paint little dots on your face and make you think you've got the measles when you wake up. Or I suppose I could take advantage of the situation in other ways. I've got your head right here on my lap. I wonder what you'll do if I don't know. Gently brush your hair right here. Well, look at that. I made you smile. Now, what if I brush ever so gently at the base of your jaw right here? Well, well, well. You twisted up and even laughed a little in your sleep. I do believe I found a spot where you're ticklish. I will definitely store that information away for when I need it. I wonder what else I can discover in my little science experiments. You're so vulnerable right now. How can one person be so brilliant, yet so stupid at the same time? How can you be so magnificent in the classroom and have an answer for everything, and then let yourself get so wasted here at this party, where anybody could take advantage of you in the situation? Look, your computer is running some sort of complex program right now that I'm sure you created that will blow everyone away with its brilliant design. And you let me into your realm in such a vulnerable state that I could do whatever I wanted to you, to your stuff, to your program. I could hurt you. You know that? And yet you found me at the party and pulled me into your room like this. It's like you knew I was coming. If you weren't so drunk, I'd have thought you'd be waiting for me. You know, I've never been drunk before. Not once. You know why? Because I'm not stupid enough to put myself in a situation like this, where I might wake up to find myself the victim of a stupid prank, or worse. Yet, here you are, unconscious in someone's lap. And not just anyone's lap, but the lap of your greatest rival. You're in the lap of the one person who wants to see you falter the most. Maybe the one person who needs you the most. Why do you have to be so damn cute? Why do you have to be so adorable? Why? You do realize how lucky you are. You're passed out on my lap. And the only thing I'm going to do to you is continue to stroke your hair and keep patting your head. And admit to you that I wish I could do more. Like you, right? I like you. It's a good thing you're drunk right now. I've never have been able to tell you this awake. And I've really needed to say it for a while. I liked you from the moment I saw you. I thought you were handsome and adorable and kind of sweet. And I thought, here's the guy for me, you know. I thought, here's the guy that I can dazzle with my brilliance and sweep off his feet and take under my wing for guidance and protection. I had it all laid out, you know. He would be this lost little puppy, and I would swoop in the right time to rescue you. And you would evolve for me as the beautiful, adorable caregiver that I was. And we would start dating when you were able to admit that you liked me through your shyness. And after a while, we'd move in together so I could greet you when you came home from a rough day in class and eventually at work. And I could help you on your assignments and nurture you through your troubles. And you would find solace and comfort in my loving arms every night. But then you'd had to go and be brilliant and cocky and confident. You didn't need me. In fact, you outshone me in every way. I needed you, and I didn't want to need anybody. You ruined my plans by being brilliant, you know that. You ruined what we could have had. For the first time in my life, I felt insecure. I felt unworthy of you. And I didn't like it. So instead of accepting and realize that you could have been a true partner, friend, or maybe even a lover someday, I decided to pick on you and belittle you. I wanted to be better than you. I had to be better than you. And I didn't see how, other than to try and drag you down. I wanted you to need me. And you didn't need me. I wanted to be like this to you. I wanted you to come to me every night. But you were already perfect and didn't need me. Why did you have to be so perfect? Why couldn't you have needed me? But now you need me, don't you? Now at this party, in your room, alone with me, too drunk to hear me, and know what I'm telling you. You need me. Somebody could have hurt you. Somebody else might have taken advantage of you. But you're safe and protected on my lap. And I have to tell you, it feels good. I wanted this for a long time. I wanted to care for you. I wanted to watch over your adorable face in my lap while I told you that you were everything to me. Well, at least I have you here right now. And for a little while. Even though you're sleeping and don't understand, I can protect you and care for you and call you my good boy and tell you that you're special. And that I love you. Huh? You're sitting up? You're awake? I thought you were passed out drunk. How could you be sitting up so calmly? What's that? You're working on the program that was running on your computer? You're deleting it. Why are you deleting it? What's going on here? You were drunk. What do you mean you were never drunk? I saw you. You were acting drunk? But the shots. I saw you drink them. Those were only water? But why? You set me up to listen to me? To see what I would do? You were recording me? No, no, I get it. It was a clever move. I was your bully and making life miserable for you. You thought maybe you could get something on me to get me to back off. That's smart. It's something I might have done in your position. I see. Once you heard what I had to say about how I really felt, you felt guilty about what you'd done and deleted it. Well, thank you for that. But that doesn't mean I didn't say it and that you didn't hear it. You know the truth about why I've been acting the way I have. What am I gonna do now? Yes, I know you were just trying to kiss me on the cheek. I'm the one that turned so you connected with my lips. Why don't we try that again, now that you've had a practice run? Your aim needs improvement. It is confusing, isn't it? This has caught you by surprise. And now you don't know how to feel, what to think. Well then, lay your head back on my lap. And tell you everything I just told you, and more. Only this time, I know you're listening, and you can respond. And you and I will figure this out together.